But as promised, we're joined right now by the UFC bantamweight champ, 17-3, 8 wins by knockout. He's got 4 title defenses. He is going to fight Henry Cejudo for the flyweight title Saturday night. That's UFC Fight Night 143, Saturday, live from Brooklyn. My guest is TJ Dillashaw. TJ, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you, TJ. So Wednesday night of fight week, let me start right there. You're going to step into the cage on Saturday night in Brooklyn. You're going to fight for Cejudo's flyweight belt. How is life for you like right now, and what has fight week been like?
Fight week's always busy, but I love fight week, man. Fight week's easy. You know, I'm used to doing a 12-week camp when I'm working out 2 or 3 times a day. Today, I just got to do some interviews, talk to lovely people like yourself, and show my smile, and then I just do a workout, you know? So physically, my days are a lot easier.
All right, so the fight itself, after Cejudo beat Demetrius Johnson, he called you out, and everybody would have understood if you said, hey, look, you want to fight me? You can come up to my weight and fight me, but that's not what you're doing. What is it about the challenge of dropping down that appeals to you?
So he called me out, and the fight was supposed to happen at 35. They asked him to come up to 135. He turned it down. He's scared to fight me. Once he turned it down, I said, all right, man, well, I'm coming to you. You can't call me out and not get beat up by me. So I told him I'm willing to drop down, and it's more beneficial for me. You know, I'm going to be the only division champion ever.
TJ Dillashaw joining us, quote, you can't call me out and not get beat up. End of quote. Listen, everybody wants to talk about the weight cut. Everybody wants to. TJ, you know it's a good quote when I re-quote you right after you say it. Everybody wants to talk about the weight cut, but you said that it went very well, and you were actually surprised by it. What was that process like?
Well, the weight cut was done for the last 12 weeks. You know, as soon as I found out I was going with 25s, I take my job very seriously. You know, everyone always going to ask, like, hey, when's the weight cut start? When's the weight cut start? Weight cut's over. I've done the weight cut over the last 12 weeks. Now it's just some fight tricks and displacing some water and making the weight. So it's been, it actually has easier than I expected. I knew it was going to be a lot of work, but there's been no hiccups. My weight came down exactly how it's supposed to. Me and my strength conditioning coach, Sam Calavita, the science behind that guy and the brain behind him is amazing. I mean, he had a checklist every week, most of the time, like, what I need to wake up at, what I need to wake up at. And I was reaching those marks early. And so my body responded great. My strength went up. I'm stronger than I was in my last camp, and I'm lighter than I was in my last camp. So my power output, my strength-to-weight ratio is insane. I'm excited to show it off.
TJ Dillashaw joining us. So if that's what it did for you physically and you actually feel stronger, to do something like that and not have to drop that weight at the last second, but to do it the right way, mentally, what's that do for you?
Oh, it's everything. It's so important because I know that I can push the pace the entire fight. I can break him. And it's not that I feel stronger than last time. I am. I put up my own PRs, you know, my own personal records of snatch and press, my clean and press. I put up all my PRs fight. So I guess it's not bro science. I'm not like, yeah, man, I think I feel better. It's like, no, I know I feel better. The numbers don't lie. My cardiac output is better. My lactate threshold is better. My resting heart rate is better. But it's because of how much work I've had to put in to do this. You know, I didn't cut any corners.
We're talking to TJ Dillashaw, big fight coming up. Now, Cejudo, not as impressed. He said that he saw pictures of you, TJ, and said you look like, quote, Pee Wee Herman. He said, quote, he's not looking so well. He looks like he needs a cup of water. He looks like a cross-country runner, end of quote. I don't know if you heard that or not, but now that you have, what's your reaction to that? What do you make of that?
The only reason why I've heard is because of doing interviews like you guys. You know, you guys come in and says, Pee Wee Herman's looking good, man. He's got a nice little fresh suit on, always looking good. Him saying I need to drink water is hilarious because I'm actually 66% hydrated. Which is the average person is usually in the low 50s, you know. So while my cells are absorbing water, I'm overhydrated. I'm ready to flush that last little bit of water weight. And he's just trying to create something to give himself some confidence because he knows I'm going to come in there and be a ridiculous threat to him never being a champion.
I love that. Pee Wee Herman is a good looking dude with a sweet suit. And if anything, I'm overhydrated.
He's always dressed to the nines, you know? He's got that nice suit on. He's got the sweet dance moves. My dad was always, he was like Pee Wee Herman Halloween outfits. So it's just funny to me to hear that again. I haven't heard the name Pee Wee Herman in forever.
He is always dressed to the nines. He's part of the bow tie revolution. Yeah. You're right, man. We should all have that look.
Exactly.
You know, you've said that you're addicted to getting better. What is it that drives you and motivates you to want to get better all the time? Like, what's that addiction about? Where does the drive come from?
Man, it's something I was raised with. You know, my dad's my hero. He really is. He's the one that instilled in me the hard work, the work ethic that I have in myself. Watching him as I was growing up, always working his butt off, blue collar man, feeding his family. He's instilled the work ethic in me, and then me just setting goals of being the greatest of all time. You know, like, how am I going to be the greatest of all time if I'm not always getting better? You know, because the guys in this sport are getting better. Those guys that are making gains, I have a target on my back, and I want to always be ahead of them, one step ahead.
All right, so I can't let you go without a prediction. How do you see this thing going, and then how do you see it ending?
I'm finishing him. That's for sure. I'm going to finish this fight. He's going to fold. He's not going to handle my pressure. He's going to hand that belt over to me. It's one of those things that, like, as soon as that cage door locks, he made a mistake by calling me out. And I don't think he understands how big a mistake it is, because he's going to feel that pressure and just want to give up. And I'll finish him this fight.
TJ Dillashaw, UFC Bantamweight Champion. And again, that fight is UFC Fight Night 143. It is Saturday night. It is live from Brooklyn. TJ, good to get caught up and visit with you again, man. Thank you so much. Good luck this weekend. Hope we can talk soon.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, we'll definitely be talking soon. I got both belts on my shoulder. I really appreciate you having me on.
You got it, TJ. Thank you. Appreciate you doing it. Man, he is so good. He is so interesting. I wish I had a better cell connection for you. He says really funny things and strong comments that I'm not sure fully came through. We'll have to run that back. That's an incredible fight. Henry Cejudo, flyweight title Saturday night, UFC 143 in Brooklyn. And I love what he said, that he called him out. He called TJ out. And then when the fight could not be made at that weight, he said, look, you can't. He said it during the interview. You can't call me out and not get beat up. I'll come to you. And in terms of the weight cut, everybody's asking, what's the weight cut like? What's it going to be like? What's it going to be like? He said, what's it going to be like? It's done. I already did it. I did over a 12-week period. In other words, it's a weight cut, but not in the traditional sense. He's not having to lose weight between now and fight night. He's already lost the weight. And he said, I don't feel stronger. I am stronger. The metrics show that I am stronger. And when I read him that quote about he looks like Pee Wee Herman, he's not looking so well. He looks like he needs a cup of water. Like a cross-country runner. I love the way he spun that around. Well, actually, I don't need a cup of water. I've got too much hydration. And then metrically, he laid that out. He said, Pee Wee Herman. He's like, that's a good-looking dude. He's always got a sweet suit on. He's dressed to the nines.